Alan Latham wrote, "Why is it that the announcer of the weekday time check station breaks announces that it is, quote, almost X o'clock if it is, in fact, 10:59 or 10:58? Would that not be a little bit more accurate?" I wrote to Alan that this is an interesting question, but the answer may be more than he bargained for, and it depends on which station you're listening to. First of all, most network programs begin right on the hour. However, on the HQR news side, that signal goes through digital processing that actually delays it by almost 8 seconds before the listener hears it. So if you're listening to 91.3 FM and we say it's 9 o'clock, the actual time is 8 seconds after 9 o'clock. On the classical side, if you're listening to 92.7 in Wilmington, when one of our local announcers says it's 9 o'clock, that's probably exactly right, unless they choose to anticipate it for a few seconds. But NPR newscasts begin not at the top of the hour, but at 1 minute past, which is usually what we announce. However, most of the time on classical, we use a syndicated service. In those hours, we play a pre-recorded time check at 1 minute before the hour, followed by local announcements for underwriters, day sponsors, promos, and others, then join the service at the top of the hour. But if you're listening to classical HQR on HD Channel 2 or listening to 102.3 in Myrtle Beach, the time reference is actually delayed by over a minute, again, due to digital processing, but a different sort than I previously mentioned. Okay, web streaming can be delayed for several seconds, depending on the type of internet service you have, the app you may be using on your smartphone, and a host of other considerations. And finally, announcer preference plays a role. Most of our announcers will say it's 9 o'clock when it's within 20 seconds or so on either side. Others prefer to be a little vague and say it's about 9 o'clock or something similar. Remember, I told Alan that this would be more than he bargained for. Listener Ted wrote in just before the one-day drive in partnership with Cape Fear Habitat for Humanity. "Thank you so much for your wonderful programming and support for community nonprofits. I'm proud to be a member. The one-day pledge drive in December concerns me because of potential pledge fatigue and because it is following fairly closely to the very successful fall pledge drive. I wrote to Ted thanking him for his message. We did well in our fall and spring pledge drives this year, though we did not go too far over our budgeted goal for the full fiscal year, which ends on June 30th. The unknowns each year are revenue from Cinematique, car donations, etc., which can never be predicted. The December pledge drive is rather different. It's a one-day annual event that is important to our overall budget. It's also a great opportunity for us to partner with the community and to give back in a small way. This year, we were excited to partner with Cape Fear Habitat for Humanity. For every pledge we got, Builders First Source donated a 2x4 piece of lumber. Habitat was understandably very excited about the prospect." And Ted then wrote back to me, "It's wonderful that you're working with Habitat for the one-day pledge drive. Your support for local nonprofits is one of the many things that make your station such a great community resource. You have done an amazing job of reworking the pledge drives, trying new things, and making them a fun, meaningful, and worthwhile endeavor. You always make a clear and sound case for the fundraising need and where the money goes. While I can't contribute much, I will be sure to pledge on December 8th and try to support the Empowering Our Future campaign as well before the end of the year," which he in fact did. We'd love to hear from you on Friday Feedback. You can send an email message to feedback@whqr.org, or you can leave a call at 910-292-9477. And as always, thanks for your feedback.